get our houses in order, and I hope you will. Get a copy of this book, A Nation in Crisis, The Meltdown of Money, Government, and Religion, and then How to Prepare for the Coming Collapse. Your gift of $20 or more. We'll put this $23 book in your hands. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Again, get it on our website, saveus.org, where you can listen to this program any time of the day or night. And people are all over the world. They really are. And I want to urge you to become a partner with us day after day. We're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour, including today. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of Lindsay Williams. And we're going to be talking about the great oil spill that's taking place in the Gulf of Mexico today. Lindsay's been on a number of other programs, Alex Jones, Coast to Coast, and certainly we're hearing all sorts of reports. It's apparently he has an amazing story to tell, so hopefully we'll be able to bring it to you in just a few moments. Now, there is a gentleman, we'll call him Mr. X. That's not his name, but he was a very high-ranking oil company executive, and we've tracked him down, talked to other people who know him, and apparently he's just who Lindsay says he is, and he helped Lindsay write his book entitled The Energy Non-Crisis back in 1980, I think is when they put it out. And recently, of course, they're in contact again, and Lindsay had that chance to talk to this gentleman. In fact, I'd called Lindsay maybe about 3 or 4 weeks ago and said, Lindsay ought to get hold of Mr. X, because he's an oil company executive, and he could probably tell you what's really going on as far as the oil spill there in the Gulf of Mexico. And, anyway, you go ahead, Lindsay, and why don't you just tell us what you've learned about what's going on there.
Thank you, Dr. Stan, so very much for allowing me the privilege of being on Radio Liberty tonight. I feel honored. I don't think I've ever had the opportunity to be on 2 hours with you before. I really appreciate it because we've got so much material to cover. Yes, after this Gulf of Mexico oil disaster, I waited about a month and a half. And as you know, you and I had talked, and I said, no, I've not been able to get in touch with the Mr. X of my book, The Elitist That I Know. Well, I was able to contact one of the Mr. X's of my book. In fact, I called The Elitist. I got in touch with a retired Atlantic Richfield executive. He was able to put me in touch with two VP managers who are so concerned about America and what's taking place in this Gulf of Mexico oil disaster, until they were willing to tell me things.
All right, then you didn't actually talk to Mr. X. You talked to other oil company officials, and I assume the other gentleman you talked to is the man that I've talked to in the past.
Yes, I talked with them also, and then I was able to get in touch with a Halliburton worker who was actually on the rig a short time before it blew. Now, the amazing thing is that none of these people knew each other. Yet every single one of them told the exact same story. And the person that you and I both know whom you had talked with in the past. Oh, my goodness, the information that he gave me was just startling. So what the listeners are going to hear tonight, I'll put it mildly, it's shattering. So please get a pencil and paper. I want you to take notes. There are some very key words that I'm going to give in the course of this program. People in America positively must know the truth. Because the thing that startled me most about everything I found out from these individuals that I contacted is that the oil itself, what comes up out of the ground, which you usually consider black oil, the oil itself is not the greatest danger in this Gulf of Mexico oil disaster. What comes out of the ground with the oil is what's deadly. Now, the oil, sure, it destroys the wildlife and the fish and the oysters and the shrimp and the pristine white beaches of Pennsylvania.
Hold that thought, Lindsay. We're going to be back in just a moment with Lindsay Williams. Go right ahead.
What comes out of the ground with that oil is what is so deadly. Now, I agree. I love wildlife, and I feel for the white beaches and the tourist trade. But when I heard the other part, it frightened me, because what comes out of that Gulf of Mexico oil gusher with the oil is causing the death of humans and unborn babies. And the last statement there is the one that breaks my heart so much. The birth defects that are going to be the result of what's happening right now in the Gulf of Mexico oil disaster will be years and years and years to come, and there will be no health care system in the world that will be able to accommodate the physical damage that is going to be done to human beings, which people don't even know is happening to them. So, Dr. Stan, in order to explain this, as these oil men explained it to me, I need to give just a little bit of brief background here, not of me, but of the oil situation, because people on your program, they already know my background. I don't need to go into that tonight. In 1970, the Russians started drilling their Kola SG-3 wells. They were exploratory wells, and they finally reached the staggering world record depth of 40,230 feet. No one had ever gone that deep before. No human, no drilling rig, no oil company. And they call them super deep wells. Now, please notice these words, because you are going to begin hearing them in the media. In fact, our president said recently, he said, we will issue no more permits for the drilling of super deep wells. I'll get to that later. Now, after Russia drilled that well to 40,230 feet, many of the Russian major oil companies, Yukos in particular, have drilled since then 310 successful super deep wells. Notice those words, super deep wells. They put them into production, and last year, Russia overtook Saudi Arabia as the world's biggest single oil producer, and is net. They now are going to take over the production globally of oil in our time. But what's so interesting is that when Russia went down to that super deep depth, they did not find fossil fuel. There's no such thing as rotted trees and plants and animals at 40,230 feet. But they found massive amounts of crude oil. I want to give you the word, because you need to hear these key words that have been...
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Lindsay is simply talking about the fact that what we were dealing with here in the Gulf was a super deep well. Now, this is not just an ordinary oil well. These are super deep. These are going down 30,000, 40,000 feet. And so going back into the 70s, when Russia started drilling these very deep wells, they went down 43,000 feet at that time. And, of course, this basically gets into the these great pools of oil that are very, very deep in the earth. They're trying to tell you we're running out of oil. There's all sorts of oil if you go down there deep enough, and they know that. They just don't want the public to know, and we cover that in my newsletters on oil. We wrote 3 or 4 years ago, but right now what happens, the real problem is that Russia today is the largest producer of oil anywhere in the world. See, as actually past Saudi Arabia, and the largest oil, natural gas producer in the world is Russia. Of course, I would comment that we have actually put up the money, and many of the American companies over there got the wells down. But be that as it may, there is oil when you get down very, very deep. But there are other problems along with that, aren't there, Lindsay?
Deep well. The first time that any human being had ever gone that deep, went to 40,230 feet. They found, please write this word, I'll spell it for you. They found abiotic oil. The letter A, B-I-O-T-I-C, oil. Now, this is oil that is being formed by some chemical process down in the heart of the earth, and since no human being has ever been there, they don't know how it's being done, but they know that it is being done. And there are massive pools of oil in this extremely deep stratas around the earth. As a result, the textbooks on oil are going to have to be rewritten, because those, that abiotic oil in very deep wells, or very deep pools down in the earth, they are seeping up into the shallow oil fields such as Saudi Arabia, Nigeria, Mexico, many of them here in America, and are replenishing those fields with this oil that is seeping up from these super depths that Russia drilled into for the first time. So this means then peak oil is a total misnomer. It just doesn't exist. And anybody you hear talk about peak oil, they really haven't done their homework.
Well, of course, it really was a scam put forward by the oil companies to justify raising the price of oil. I mean, basically, the whole idea of peak oil came out of Shell Oil Company. That was part of the propaganda, and they kept telling us we're running out of oil. There are no more dinosaurs, and after all, everybody knows oil came from dinosaurs, and all those dinosaurs went over to Saudi Arabia, but there are no more dinosaurs. That's why we're going to run out of oil. It's all been a lie. We are being constantly manipulated by the people who control our reality, who control the media, who tie into the big oil companies. But go right ahead.
Now let's go to the Gulf of Mexico oil disaster. Russia had sense enough, and I say that very frankly, Russia had sense enough to drill their Kola SG-3 wells to 40,000 and some odd feet on the land, not in Mexico, and not in the Gulf of Mexico waters. They drilled them on the land. They knew that if they had any problem, they didn't have the slightest idea of what they were going to find when they get down there. They didn't know what kind of oil they were going to find. They didn't know whether they'd find anything or not. And when they drilled on land. Now, the Gulf of Mexico oil gusher. I contacted some of my elitist friends. There are a number of Mr. X's in my book, Energy Non-Crisis. And all of them said the same thing. What I found out is frightening. I mean, even to me, it's frightening. It appears from every source that I've talked with that BP, that's British Petroleum, that is not an American oil company. That is a British company. And our government had given them the permits to drill this well. Should have never happened. Our government is just as much to blame as BP. Well, I know. You do not drill an oil well without permits from certain government agencies, and they knew what BP was doing. They knew where they were doing it, and they gave them the permits to do it, and our government is just as much to blame for what happened as BP is, because they allowed them to do it. But British Petroleum, foreign oil company, was trying to do what Russia did, drilled a super deep well. The only difference is, BP was so stupid. Now, again, I don't hesitate using this word. BP was so stupid as to try and drill in the ocean off of a floating platform. Now, most platforms out in the ocean are anchored to the bottom of the ocean, and they're there stable. No, not this one. This super deep well, BP went out and drilled on off of a floating platform that's controlled its position by sophisticated GPS equipment. I mean, it's preposterous that they would even attempt to do such as this, and our government should have never given the permits. Now, in the Gulf of Mexico, they started drilling. They were in 5,000-foot water. Now, keep in mind that 5,280 feet is 1 mile from the ocean level to the floor of the ocean where they started drilling was approximately 5,000 feet. Then they went from the ocean floor down. I hope you're writing all these figures down, because you're going to see this puzzle fit together so that you can see the entire thing as we go along. BP had drilled between 25 and 30,000 feet deep from the floor of the ocean. Can you imagine the pressure at 5,000 feet of water? Now, if you happen to be a scuba diver, or you've ever gone down in water very deep, you know that a human being can't go down there even without artificial methods of breathing and all the rest. The pressure is too high. Well, here they were in 5,000-foot water drilling off of a floating platform, and they drilled 25 to 30,000 feet deep. This is on the edge of human technology. They get something at this point so catastrophic and unexpected that they could not contain it. Now, I'm going to pause here long enough for those friends of mine and Dr. Sands who are out in the listening audience who are immediately going to say, oh, this Lindsay Williams has finally decided to go along with the oil companies and say that this wasn't, I know what you're thinking in your minds, but please, folks, bear with me. The people who have given me the information that I've given on Dr. Stan's show over these years, you have never heard me make a single prediction that the elitists gave to me that it didn't come to pass exactly like they said it. And these same people have told me the truth about what has happened in this Gulf of Mexico oil disaster. BP hit something so catastrophic and unexpected. You notice these two words. That they could not contain it. They hit a strata of oil at such high pressure that it burst all of their safety valves. Now, there are safety valves on every well, and I'll name one or two of them for you in just a moment or two. But it burst them all. I mean, humans have never hit anything like this. Russia, in their super deep oil wells, the Kola SG-3 wells, they never hit this pressure before. Yeah, they did hit high pressure down there, but they never hit anything like BP did. The pressure behind this oil is so high that it destroyed the maximum effort of human science to contain it. Now, have those pencils ready, because I'm going to actually give you the pressure of this deal in just a moment or two. And you've never heard it on the news. Nowhere have you heard it, because there's one thing that they have not given out. They have not given out the pressure of that well. Now, when I was at Prudhoe Bay, let me try to compare this if I can. Many of you know that I was asked to be the chaplain of the elite. For 3 years' time, I lived with the people you hear about in the World Bank and the IMF. The elite, over these 35 years, have given me information, and every single time, it has been correct, because they plan it. They know what they're doing. Now, I watched many oil wells brought in while I was at Prudhoe Bay. There were two things that they did immediately when a new well was brought in. Please write these down. Number one, the first thing they would do is give the flow rate. They would open the valve, and they would let it flow for X number of minutes or hours, and they would tell you in 24 hours how many barrels of oil that well was going to flow. The second thing that they always did with every well they brought in was to give the well head pressure. Please put down those words, well head. They would give the well head pressure. That means the pressure at ground level where the oil came out. in the Gulf of Mexico, in this BP oil well, nobody. I mean, nobody in on the internet, nobody in the media, nobody in the oil companies, nobody has given out a pressure. And I thought that very strange when I started investigating all of this. So when I went to my sources to try to get information, I said, why has nobody mentioned the pressure of the field? Now, let me go back to Prudhoe Bay again now. Prudhoe Bay oil wells, where I was chaplain and watched many of them brought in, they had a well head pressure of 1,500 PSI, that's pounds per square inch of oil pressure. It was artesian, and it came out of the ground without having to be pumped. Let's compare this to something. The tire on your automobile, it has approximately 35 pounds per square inch of pressure. A truck tire on the big tandem tractor trailer rigs, they have approximately 100 PSI, pounds per square inch. Are you ready? Here it is. I'm going to give it to you. Every single one of my sources agreed on this. Every one of them said that they estimate the BP
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Go ahead, Lindsay. We got this at the wrong time, but go ahead. What was the wellhead pressure?
They said that this BP oil well, super deep well, head pressure was and is.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount gold and silver trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
One of the problems that they had was the fact that there was a fail-safe valve there that was damaged, and they knew it was damaged, and they didn't bother to fix it. But, of course, the people Lindsay has talked to have said it really didn't matter, because with pressure that high, even if you had the fail-safe valve, it wouldn't have held. So go ahead with the story, Lindsay.
Now, my informant said to me, he said this is very conservative, he said, I believe that the oil flowing out of that well is 4 million gallons a day. Now, we know it's a lot more than that. Now, Matt Simmons, a 25-year-old veteran of the oil industry, a very respected, well-known individual, he came out just today and said that he believes that there are 25,000 barrels, not gallons, but barrels of oil being released per day. Now, since I know that my source told me up front that it was very conservative, I would prefer to believe that we have somewhere in the neighborhood of 25,000 barrels a day coming out of there. Now, my first question to my informants, and every one of them, I tried to ask the same question. I said, will BP be able to stop the flow of the oil? And every time, without exception, they said, we hope so. For the sake of humanity, we hope so. Now, BP has tried every method that, and every trick of the trade, they've tried it. They have nothing else to do. They're sitting here, they can't do one thing. So I asked my authority, each of them. I said, okay, BP has gone through everything that they know, and they're sitting there now with nothing to do except clutch with the president, and I said, what do you think can be done? Oh, my goodness. I got some, this almost scared me when he heard. He said to me, Chaplain, there's only one thing left to do. He said, there's only one thing going to stop it. And I said, what's that? He said, a nuclear device. But he immediately put a but on that. And I said, why do you say but? He said, Chaplain, if we angle drill and attempt to plant a nuclear device, he said it's going to take us 3 to 4 months. Can you imagine 3 to 4 months of 25,000 barrels of oil per day going into the Gulf of Mexico? I mean, I was startled. He said 3 to 4 months for the angle drill, and then he said we plant the nuclear device. But he said, Chaplain, this is scary. He said, Chaplain, if we succeed and we do close off that well, he said we are going to be the greatest heroes that the earth has probably ever known. He said, on the other hand, if we rupture, oh please, you must hear this. This is scary. He said that strata of oil that BP went in that has got a well head pressure, we believe, of 20 to 70,000 pounds per square inch. He said, if instead of plugging that well, we rupture that strata, he said, Chaplain, that means that the oil will come out forever until the field has depleted its pressure. And this man said to me, he said, Chaplain, I don't even want to think about it. Now, there are plumes. This is the next, let's shift gears here for a moment. There are plumes of oil being reported up to 20 miles away. let me try to explain. When that pipe in the earth, by the way, let me give you the dimensions and the thickness of the pipe. You need to write this down. That pipe is 2 inches thick. That's the pipe that they went down 25 to 30,000 feet with. It's 2 inches thick and it's 20 inches in diameter. Now that is 2 inches of hardened steel. And when they drill down to that depth and hit that phenomenal pressure, there are now plumes many miles away coming up out of the bottom of the ocean. And those plumes are the result of that big pipe actually being ruptured. Dr. Stan, I think I hear the music.
You do, but go right ahead. I'll tell you when to stop.
Okay. That big pipe undoubtedly has ruptured at different points because of that phenomenal pressure. And as a result, that oil is going out at distances. And I'm going to give you the report when we come back of what Senator Bill Nelson said. And I'm going to give you the report from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, because now they are admitting that we have plumes of oil that are coming up as a result.
Hold on, though. We'll be right back here. This is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Lindsay Williams. And so, right ahead, Lindsay, you were talking about the plumes of oil that are coming up.
The Gulf of Mexico oil disaster, and I don't hesitate at all to use the word disaster, because any way you put it, the amount of oil that has already come out of that well in the Gulf of Mexico, and then the amount that will continue to come out for 3 to 4 months before they can even possibly do anything about planning a nuclear device and then attempting to stop it. Can you imagine the damage that's going to be done to the ecology? And in a few moments, when I get to the damage that's being done to human beings, I'm scared. I'll admit to you. Okay. Senator Bill Nelson, Democrat from Florida. You can look this up on the Internet. You can find it for yourself. I want you to prove what I'm saying tonight. Folks, Dr. Stan, all the years I've been on his show, I think we will have to admit that everything I've said, I always document. I never give, I think so, I hope so, possibly could be, and you're finding that I'm very carefully documenting everything I'm saying. I'm not doing what you would find on the average talk show, where the talk show host gets all excited and makes predictions about this and that, without any substance to back it up. I am giving you substance that you can go and prove for yourself. Senator Bill Nelson, Democrat from Florida, was on the MSNBC show with Andrea Mitchell. He was interviewed on June the 9th. Go find this and look it up for yourself. Senator Bill Nelson said, oil is seeping up from the seabed. Now, where would it come from? It can't come from the wellhead, because the wellhead's in the bottom of the ocean. That's out into the water. There's only one place it could come from. That pipe was ruptured somewhere, and they don't know where, because the pressure's too high. They can't get down there and find out. But that pipe was ruptured somewhere between that strata of oil and the ocean floor, 25 to 30,000 feet above, and that extreme pressure is forcing itself out many miles away. Now, I'm going to read it to you, and again, you can look this one up for yourself. This is from NOAA. That is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. This was
all
given
right, hold that thought for just a minute here, and we'll be right back in just a moment at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Lindsay was talking about the fact that Senator Bill Nelson had been on television and actually talked about these plumes of oil that are coming up, you know, some distance away from the wellhead. And then, of course, he was going to quote from the NOAA, and that's the, well, basically, what is NOAA and what did they say?
NOAA is a agency of the government. It is the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and they just issued their report on the 8th of June. Now, both BP and the federal government, NOAA administration, in the past, for the past month and a half since this oil has been flowing, they have denied the existence of undersea plumes. Both of them, emphatically. Well, they admitted it. Here it is. Chris Baltimore gave this report out of Houston, Texas. This was on Reuters News on June the 8th. It says, U.S. experts investigating reports of undersea oil plumes emanating from the BP's stricken well in the Gulf of Mexico on Tuesday confirmed the presence of low levels of oil below the surface. And then the director, Jane Rupicino, administrator of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, held a briefing, and she said that, yes, there are undersea plumes. Now, let me try to explain. I'm sure you've seen a spring. Now, where that water comes from, out of into a spring, who knows, but it comes from somewhere. There are things similar to springs that have appeared as much as 20 miles away. Are you hearing this? 20 miles away. In this NOAA briefing that was given, the director of National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration actually admits to undersea plumes as much as 20 miles away. 20 to 70,000 pounds coming out of a pipe 25 to 30,000 feet below the surface of the ocean, with all of the ocean pressure on top of it, and then it is able to see its way through 20 miles, and come up as a gusher somewhere else out there in the ocean. I mean, folks, this is startling beyond words. How will they ever stop anything like this? I hope they can, but how can they when they've got plumes coming out there as far as 20 miles away? And this oil company official said to me, he said, Chaplain, we don't want to try a nuclear device. He said, this could be so dangerous. He said, if we rupture that strata, and his words were exactly this, I don't even want to think about it. Now, I'm going to change gears.
Before we go on here, I want you to go ahead and get out your website and your telephone number if you'd like to. For our listeners, go ahead.
Well, everybody out there in the listening audience, I've done something very special. I had to. I have produced a documentary on this. You must send it to everybody you know. Now, you know that my DVDs and CDs are not, they are not copywritten. I am begging you to get an original of this, copy it, give it to thousands of people, send it to every news media, get it out. All documented from beginning to end, a documentary on the Gulf of Mexico oil disaster and how the elite are going to use this in order to accomplish their timeline of 2012. There's a 6-DVD package, 8 hours of DVD viewing, and my documentary. Please dial this number. The operator's standing by even tonight. 888-799-6111. Or go on the web if you'd like and go to prophecyclub.com. That's PROPHECYCLUB.com. Be sure to spell prophecy with a C. Or go to toll-free line 888-799-6111. Now, I just prepared this a few days ago, a documentary on the Gulf of Mexico oil disaster, Dr. Stan.
All right, well, let's go ahead. You were talking about the plumes. You were talking about the fact that certainly if they were to actually use a nuclear device, why it might work and it might not work. And if it didn't work, why this would be an unmitigated disaster, a disaster beyond anybody's comprehension. But right now, of course, things don't look very good as far as control. Go right ahead with your story.
The black oil in the water in the Gulf of Mexico is not the greatest danger. I know. It's horrible to think of the wildlife and the fish and the oysters and the shrimp. And think of the occupations of the fishermen. It's been in the families for generations, and they're gone. The pristine white beaches, that's going to destroy the tourist trade. The coral reefs, I must pause here long enough because I do care about those things. A talk show host called me the day before yesterday, and he said, Captain Williams, a guest, and I'm not going to mention the name of the person, you don't have to worry, he's very prominent, you'd recognize him if I mentioned it. He said, Chaplain, a guest that was supposed to be on my program tonight just called and canceled. And I said, well, I'm sorry to hear that. I said, why? He said, I had a tourist director, a person that's in tourism on the Florida Keys. And he said they had agreed to come on my program tonight and tell the story of what's happening in Florida, the true story. And how's the tourist trades are being affected and how the fishermen are being affected. He said, this person called back a few moments ago, this tourist agent, and canceled. And he said the reason that they said they were canceling out and couldn't be on my program tonight is because they had been threatened. He said they were told not to appear on my program under any circumstances if they knew what was good for them. And he said, as a result, they called and canceled being on the program. Now, this is really getting drastic. This afternoon, just 2 hours ago, Dr. Sam, I was on a two-hour radio talk show out of Orlando, Florida. The talk show host had called me up on yesterday, and he said, Lindsay, you have got to be on my program. He said, you can't turn me down. I said, I can't do it. I said, I've got so many talk shows right now that I literally am exhausted. He said, you've got to be on my program. I said, why? He said, people here are really getting upset. Well, I agreed. I didn't want to, and I was tired. But I went on his program for 2 hours today, and Dr. Stan, what I heard scares the daylights out of me. The talk show host himself had said to me, and said on the air, he said, for the past week, I have had respiratory problems. He said, within the past 3 days, I have felt nauseated most all the time for the past 3 days. He said, members of my family are getting sick. He said, Lindsay, will you please tell the people here in Florida what we're facing? Well, after I gave what I am giving on Dr. Stan's program tonight, that line, Dr. Stan, every line coming into that studio lit up. People were frantic. They wanted to ask questions. I mean, we went on and on and on with radio, with phone calls, and finally he had to cut them off. He said, we've taken all the time we can take. Now, this is what I'm going into right now. Yes, I feel for the tourist trade and all the things that's happening to others. What comes out of this oil gusher with the oil, please hear this, folks, is causing the death of humans and unborn babies. That last part moves me. Because, you see, most people think that the only thing that comes out of an oil well is that old black oil. Now, I know the oil in the Gulf of Mexico has a reddish color to it. But put it any way you'd like, that old black stuff that comes out, or the reddish color oil of the Gulf of Mexico, but that is not the dangerous part. That's killing all these other things. But what's killing human beings? Now, I hope you have those pencils ready to spell the words, because I'm going to give them to you. The Environmental Protection Agency, just within the past week, has come out with a report. When I saw this report, I had to verify it. And I did. I went to numerous sources and to the Internet. And it is true. You'll find it on the Internet for yourself unless they've removed it. The Environmental Protection Agency went to the Gulf of Mexico and tested the air. No, not the water. Not the black stuff coming out of the water. They tested the air. The air that is being moved by the winds over the state of Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi. the Gulf Coast states. Here's the wording. Write this down. Volatile organic compounds. This is what they called it. Volatile organic compounds in the air. People are breathing this stuff. And when I saw this report and had time to digest it and prove it, Dr. Stan, I must admit, I don't normally get angry. You know, being a minister of the gospel for 50 years, I think I can pretty much keep my cool. I did with all those deacon boards back in those days, and that was hard to do. But I couldn't keep my cool this time. I'll admit to you, I'm upset. The audacity of the government of the United States of America not to tell the people the truth is appalling. Every congressman up there in Washington ought to be thrown out on his ears. This president of ours is a disgrace. Anybody that knows this, and this is a report from the Environmental Protection Agency, they know this and don't tell the American people. You know, at least people have a right to know what they're breathing. Now, they don't have a right to take those people and force them to leave their homes, but they have a right to give these people the truth so that they can make up their own minds as to whether they want to leave their homes or not, or keep breathing this stuff. Okay, I'm going to give it to you. Here it is right here. The first thing that they tested for is hydrogen sulfide. Now, please take time to write these down. I'm going to give you two things about each of these items. I'm going to give you what the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, considers a safe level, and then I'm going to give you what they actually found currently when they tested the air in the Gulf of Mexico as it is being blown by the winds over the land. Hydrogen sulfide safe levels, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, is 5 to 10 parts per billion. I'm saying this slowly because I want you to get these words correctly. P, B as in boy, parts per billion. They tested within the past week in the Gulf of Mexico currently 1,200 parts per billion of hydrogen sulfide, and the allowable limits is only 5 to 10 parts per billion. And people on the Gulf Coast and Florida are breathing this stuff. They're getting sick. They're having physical problems. And the end of this, oh my goodness, I'm afraid to even think about it. Let me give you the next one. This next one startled me above even that one. Benzene. Benzene is toxic. Benzene is a carcinogen. Benzene forms cancer. Benzene is so dangerous. Now, this is coming up out of this oil well with the oil in the Gulf of Mexico, and it's been coming out for over a month, and nobody has said a word about it. Benzene is so dangerous that the Environmental Protection Agency only allows zero. They said you should never, ever come in contact with it. They say 0 to 4 parts per billion are maximum allowable levels. In the Gulf of Mexico right now, tonight, current levels of benzene in the atmosphere are 3,000 parts per billion. Folks, did you hear that? 3,000 parts per billion. I want to read you what this really means. And this is a report on benzene. Exposure to low levels of benzene can cause dizziness, drowsiness, headaches, confusion, tremors, rapid heartbeat, and unconsciousness. Long-term exposure to benzene can damage the bone marrow, lead to blood problems like leukemia. It also weakens the immune system and targets organs such as the kidneys, lungs, liver, and brain. Oh, my goodness. Unborn babies, mothers carrying children, they're breathing this stuff in. Okay, one more. Methylene chloride. The Environmental Protection Agency allows 61 parts per billion of methylene chloride and no more to be breathed and to be taken into the body or to come in contact with. Current levels of methylene chloride in the atmosphere in the Gulf of Mexico being carried by the winds on the shore 3,000 to 3,400 parts per billion. This is an atrocity. This is going to cause health hazards such as this country has never known before.
Now, Lindsay, are these measurements taken on shore? Are they taken offshore? Do we have any idea where they actually took the measurements?
They were taken offshore, but this atmosphere is drifting onshore, and as of this radio talk show, which I did this afternoon in Orlando, Florida, which is many, many hundreds of miles away, people are already experiencing health hazards. And Dr. Stan, the number of people that called into this radio talk show that I was on in Orlando, Florida, the talk show host said, we've never had this many people to call in our program before. Never. Never had this many people to call in. He said, Lindsay, this is drastic. And they would call in and tell how they were feeling and what their health hazards were and scared to death and saying to me, what should we do? And I said, I can't tell you what to do. All I can do is give you the facts. Then you'll have to make up your mind for yourself that these are drifting in. Now, these are toxic, but there's one more thing about this that the average person doesn't realize. They're not only toxic, these are flammable. And who knows what could happen if a hurricane. We are in hurricane season right now. And as you may know, there is a depression already that is formed off the coast of Africa and is drifting this way. If a hurricane should happen to come in to this area of the Gulf of Mexico right now, it would take these toxic, flammable gases all the way up the east coast of America, and we have never seen such a disaster to the health of people as would be. I can't even comprehend it. It scares me to even think. What? Okay.
Well, I certainly share your concern. I think that did the experts that you talked to, were they talk at all about these other gases coming off?
In other words,
They were well aware of that, of this as potential hazard, and yet we're just not talking about that. We're not hearing about it on radio or on television. All right, well, of course, our guest this evening, Lindsay Williams, and Lindsay's going to be with us for another hour, so we're going to have open lines at the second hour. But hang on there. Right now, we're going to just take a little break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes to wrap up this hour. We'll be losing some of our listeners. I will tell you the program will be available, posted at RadioLiberty.com on the Internet. RadioLiberty.com, you can hear the rest of it tomorrow, or go on the Internet and hear it. Lindsay, go ahead. We've got 3 minutes to wrap up this segment of the program, and then you'll have a few minutes to relax there at the end of this hour, and then we'll get started the next hour. And if you'd like, we could do open lines, but go right.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake, but a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times. So if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD. And mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
To join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you can certainly subscribe to our newsletter. Whatever you feel that you can do, we will appreciate it. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you would like to help, you can support our... we have a few advertisers. One of them is the freeze-dry guy. You can certainly get his website by going to our webpage and just scroll down to the front page, and you'll see the freeze-dry guy, and you'll see Heart and Body Extract and Dr. Blaylock's brain health formula. But primarily, we are still listener-supported. Now, Sydney, if you'd like to go up on the Internet and pull down the letters that I have written about oil in the past, the peak oil is a fraud, and you can go back and read my newsletters on peak oil, and then the oil deception last year, the peak oil were written probably 3 or 4 years ago. Most of what you know about oil is not true. But now we have a catastrophe, and however it started right now, we don't seem to be getting the things under control, and as President Obama said last night, this is going to change our way of life. I believe it is going to change our way of life. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, they want to get us out of our cars. They want to stop offshore oil drilling. They want to block oil drilling here in the United States. They want to run up the cost of electricity. They want to lower the living standards of the American people. And it's all part of a plan. And until you understand the plan, and you get that by reading Agenda 21, which is available from Radio Liberty, either the Santa Cruz version or the United Nations version, the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report. Now, you probably don't want to read the full 1,142 pages of that, so you can get my syllabus that has a summary of that. And lastly, the Earth Charter, written by Stephen Rockefeller, the nephew of David Rockefeller, the wealthiest man in America. Of course, that's not what the control media is going to tell you, but when you read something by David Rockefeller's nephew, you are getting it right from the very mouth of the people who are making things happen. David Rockefeller organized the Trilateral Commission. He is basically the honorary chairman of the North American chapter. He is the honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations and a founding and permanent member of the Bilderbergers. He is in all of these organizations dedicated to the destruction of America, and that's what it's all about, and transferring our wealth to other nations. And you say, why would rational people do that? Well, rational people wouldn't do that, but we're dealing with people who are not rational people. You need to read David Rockefeller's memoirs. We have it. He tells you what good friends his daughters are, the wicked Fidel Castro. Why would David Rockefeller's daughters be friends with Fidel Castro and down there visiting him? And why did Fidel Castro, the wicked Fidel Castro, come up to the United States to visit David Rockefeller? What's wrong with this scenario? We told the CIA has been trying to kill Fidel Castro for years. They've just never been able to do it. And I'd like to suggest they have never tried, because he was put into power knowing he was a communist. If you have not yet seen my DVD, The World Revolution. You'll see my interview with the American ambassador to Cuba in 1959. And he will tell you the State Department, the CIA...